The factory was bombed in the war.
Oh, during the war.
Can you remember?
Yeah, well, I thought that was a P-9 going over. That was Westland's plane, the P-9 one. I weren't working on that because I had Megan then. And I had her stood as a little girl in on me windowsill. I picked her up. I said, "Watch there, a P-9 going over. Look up." Little Lynn looked up and I said, "Oh, Christ, no." And I snatched her down because I seen this doors open, that were a German bomber when he bombed Westlands. And if he'd aimed correctly, he would have bombed, pitched right on the canteen, and he would have wiped out Westlands, that's for sure, that day, because he killed a lot of people, that bomb did. And for a long time, you could see a piece of the, like the road then, or track, that was outside the canteen, where he picked it up like that, as though the bomb went and took up a big chunk. And
well, it went through the shed, didn't it? Didn't it go through the workshop? Went through one door and out the other?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't it? And it landed at the main gate at the top of Seaton Road.
Yeah, well, that's the one that dropped outside the canteen.
Yes.
I don't really think it was... Well, he dropped two or three. He dropped his load. Because that's where Jimmy Palmer's father were dead outside the main gate. My friend were killed in Western Road, or her friend was, and her children, but my friend weren't. A friend of mine was killed in the car park. He didn't touch any shop, as far as I know, not that day.
No, what we know about is one bomb went through open doors. It flew through one end and went out the other. And that's the one that hit the main gate. And they never found the man that was there, just a boot. And took two houses out at the top of the road. Whereas Westland's other entrance off
of Seaton Road, yes.
Yeah, it took two houses out at the top of there, totally.
But had he gone and touched the canteen, he would have had
hundreds.
Well, hundreds of workers were in there for the canteen. They were on break, see.
And where were you at that time, that day?
Home in Rex Road, where I live now.
So you weren't working. You were lucky that you were not there.
Yes, well, I were home then. My husband one, he was in bed, and I went up and woke him up. I said, "You better get up, because he was on the fire. Anything happened, he were one that had to be there." I said, "They've bombed Westlands or bombed near in, I don't know what part." But I said, "There'll be bound to be a fire in a minute." So he hurriedly got out of bed and dressed and on the Westlands. That was Alec. But I were home. In the house I'm in now.